Holy
Rock. Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, we need Jesus now more than ever. Jesus now more than ever. We are sailing in stormy weather. Our children should come together. Lord, we need Jesus now more than ever. Jesus now more than ever. We are sailing in stormy weather. Our children should come together. Lord, we need Jesus now more than ever. Jesus now more than ever. We are sailing in stormy weather. All his people should come together. Lord, we need Jesus now more than ever. Jesus now more than ever. We are sailing in stormy weather. All his people should come together. Lord, we need Jesus now more than ever. Jesus now more than ever. We are sailing in stormy weather. Our children should come together. Lord, we need Jesus now more than ever. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God in the highest. On earth, peace, goodwill to all men. Let God arise, and our enemies be scattered forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, y'all, welcome to the Jesus Christ Global Mission, our Miracles Radio and TV Ministries presenting Rema Bible College online class, Living by Faith in God. Yes, hallelujah. We thank God today. I can see so many of you are coming in. Y'all, welcome from all over the world, wherever you came from. From Africa, from India, from Asia, from Germany, from London, from England, from Canada, from the USA, you are all welcome. God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, today we're going to be talking about how to live by faith in God. This is very, very important because without faith, you can't do anything. Holy Spirit, bless your people through your word. Let your word have a place in the lives of everyone in this broadcast, because doers of your word are not just hearers alone. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen and amen and amen and amen. The just shall live by faith. That statement is mentioned in the Bible more than four times. The just shall live by faith, Romans chapter 1, verse 17, Galatians chapter 3, verse 11, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4, and so on and so on and so on. The just shall live by faith. That is, the righteous shall live by faith. Man of God, you welcome. God bless you, man of God.
All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bless you, sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the just shall live by faith. Right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Then I said, why is that statement so rampant in the Bible? In the Old Testament, it was mentioned, the just shall live by faith. And then in the New Testament, it was also mentioned so many, many times, the just shall live by faith. I said, God, why is this statement so strong? Then I meditated, and the Holy Spirit, made me to understand that really the just shall live by faith. The just means the righteous, the people of God, the Christians, the believers, shall live by faith in God, by confidence in God, by hope in God, believing in God, trusting in God.
What happened? What's that?
Which means, if you put yourself any other place, you're going to have problems. If you put your trust in any person, the person is going to fail. Of course, Jeremiah 17, verse 5, he said, cursed is everyone who put his trust on man. Cursed is everyone who put their trust on man. We are not supposed to put your trust in people. God wants you to trust him. God wants you to hope in him. God wants you to look unto him, the author and finisher of your faith. God wants you to believe, to have faith, even to have confidence, to have hope, because he's your God. He's your creator. He's your maker. He's your father. He's your friend. He's your brother. He's your sister. God is everything to you. Abraham was a friend of God. Abraham was called a friend of God. That's not a joke. That is not a joke. Abraham is a friend of God. So you can still be a friend of God. And then to David, he said, he's a man after God's own heart. A man after God's own heart. And then to Abraham, see, Abraham was a man of faith. And so on and so on and so on and so on. What's your relationship with God? According to your faith, be it unto you. This is another statement that was mentioned about 3-4 times in the New Testament. According to your faith, be it unto you. Matthew chapter 9, verse 29. Please, man of God, can you read for us Matthew chapter 9, verse 29? According to your faith, be it unto you. As you believe, so shall it be. See? According to your faith, as you think it is, so it's going to be. And then Jesus made this statement in Matthew chapter 9, verse 29. And then he made that statement again, and then made it again, and made it again, about 4 times. According to your faith, so shall it be.
Matthew,
as you think it should be, that's what
Matthew,
it should be. So God walks by your level
Matthew,
of faith, of your confidence, your hope, your trust in him. The people who made the dollar, they wrote, in God we trust. The people who made the dollar bill, the dollar, even the quarter, the coin, in God we trust. You thought they were joking?
Matthew chapter 9.
They are not joking. Matthew chapter 9, verse 29. Yes.
Then touch he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. Amen.
Yes. Thank you so much. That's what Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you. See? We talked about the people who made the dollar bill, the dollar, in God we trust. Those people are not joking. They meant what they wrote there. What it means is, as important as this dollar, as powerful as this dollar, we don't trust in it. That's what it means. And the Christians, the real Christians then, I remember the first president of the United States, General George Washington, after whom the Washington, D.C. was named after him, he was a born-again Christian. And several of the American presidents, several of them were Christians. And so they meant what they were saying when they said, in God we trust, which means this dollar, we are not trusting this dollar. We trust God. And I think they are correct. They are correct. We don't trust. What? There are problems that money will not solve. There are problems that money can't just solve them at all. But when God intervenes, there will be an answer. Jesus is the answer to every problem. Christ is the answer. Christ is the answer to all your problems. Christ is the answer to all your needs. That great physician, that great baptizer, oh, hallelujah, is all you need. Christ is the answer to all your problems. Christ is the answer to all your needs. That great physician, that great baptism, oh, hallelujah, is all you need. Christ is the answer to all our problems, not the dollar. I like that. In God we trust. He is written boldly on the dollar bill. Eh? You see the dollar? It is written boldly on it. In God we trust. Which means we didn't trust money. We are not trusting money. We trust God. Because God can solve everything. With God, all things are possible. Oh, yes. Luke chapter 1, verse 7. Jesus, he said, with him, all things are possible. With money, all things are possible. No, that's not what the Bible said. The Bible didn't say with dollar, everything is possible. The Bible didn't say that. But the Bible said, with God, all things are possible when God is in charge. When God is involved, it's a different ball game. It's a different story. So this dollar you are seeing there, so that's not the issue. The issue is, where is God? When God showed up, the story becomes different. So we need to have faith in God. You know, the job shall live by faith, by confidence, by trust, absolute trust. Have faith in God, Mark 11:22-23. If you have faith in God as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed. If you will not doubt in your heart, it shall be done. Jesus made that statement, Mark 11, someone read Mark 11:22-23. Mark Gospel chapter 11, verse 22 and 23. Mark 11:22-23.
And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God.
Yes.
For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Amen.
Amen. Therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Have faith in God. God wants you to have faith in him. God wants you to believe, to hope, to trust, to have confidence, faith, to believe, to trust, to confide in God, to see you through. You see, the woman with the issue of blood, the woman with the issue of blood, yes? She said in her heart, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. She believed it on the inside, and then she spoke it with her mouth. See? So when you have faith like that, that is when God works. If you don't have faith, if you doubt God, doubt yourself, doubt. A doubting person does not receive. Doubting Thomas. Thomas said, if I don't see the nail-pierced hands of Jesus Christ, I'm not going to believe. Jesus said, believe. Those who believe, they receive blessing. And you who don't believe, you are not blessed. A doubting Thomas. Don't be a doubting Thomas, but trust upon his promise. Why worry? Doubting Thomas. There are so many doubting Thomas. Unbelieving believer. The woman who gave her last meal, the widow of Zarephath, she gave her last meal to Prophet Elijah.
Okay.
And the Bible says she lived for many more days and had plenty and surplus. That's what living by faith is. Living by faith means you are trusting God to see you through. You are believing, you are hoping, you are confiding that the Almighty God, whom you serve, whom you love, who is your Savior and Redeemer, he will see you through. So you release your faith. So when the widow of Zarephath gave that seed, she knew what she was doing. There was famine, no food, no water, no drink. And here was the widow of Zarephath with her last meal. But she said, I and my son, we're going to eat this last meal, and then we're going to die. Because there's no hope. There's famine. And so Prophet Elijah said, give me that food, let me eat it. Prophet Elijah picked it from her and ate it. And it was like all hope was gone. But guess what? The Bible says that she lived for many, many more days. She had plenty. She had surplus. It was more than enough for her. God multiplied that miracle back to her. You know, that is living by faith. That is trusting God. You know, it's like the woman who gave a room to Prophet Elisha. She told her husband, honey, I perceive that this man, Prophet Elisha, is a true man of God. Let's give him a room in our home so that when he's in town to preach, he doesn't need to go to the hotel and pay hotel bills. He can stay in our home for free. So this woman gave a room, she and her husband, they gave a room to the prophet Elisha to leave so that he doesn't have to go pay hotel bills, you know, and get stranded. Seed she sowed moved God, and God multiplied it back to her by blessing her womb, and she started having children after she sowed that seed. See, that is living by faith. Living by faith. You are living by hope. You are living by confidence that God will see you through even in the time of need. You know, Isaac sowed in the land. There was famine in the land. In the book of Genesis, there was hunger. This is not the first time the world went through crisis. If you read the history of this world has gone through so many crises. The First World War, the Second World War, and then the Vietnam War, and then the Operation Desert Storm, and several of all these wars, they always bring crisis. And the crises are inflation, high cost of living, no gas. Because there is no gas, then there is inflation, economic recession, and then political troubles and problems. Because of the war, all these things start coming down. I remember the Second World War, the First World War and Second World War was like this too. It brought in hunger and famine, and there was no food, there was no vegetation. A lot of people died even of hunger and famine. And all that goes on with war. Each time there are wars, that's what comes out of it. It ends with famine, and then there's hunger, there is inflation, there are economic recession. These things just come because of the war, you know, because it's destabilizing. The whole world is destabilized. Everything is turned upside down. Ukraine, where food is coming from, that's where they are bombing. The place where food is coming, the food that goes around the world, the grain, they are bombing Ukraine, bombing every minute, so that then no more grain, no more food supply, and then problems have been created. It has always, this is how it ends. But in this particular case, in Isaac, there was famine. There was famine in the land. There was no vegetation, no food, no crops. And people were hungry. Also, in the days of Prophet Elijah, for 3.5 years, there was no water, there was no rain, so there was no vegetation, there were no crops, and so there was hunger, there was famine. All these things come up from time to time. But what did Isaac do? Isaac, the Bible says, Isaac sowed in the land, the book of Genesis. Isaac sowed in the land in a time of depression, in a time of economic recession and depression, in a time of hunger and famine. The Bible says that Isaac sowed in the land. And because he sowed, he reaped a hundredfold return. See, that's how to survive in times like this. You sow a seed that will bring forth a hundredfold response. When you sow, you are creating a future. Oh, yes, you are creating a future for yourself and for your family. The seed you sow comes back to you. It multiplies back to you. Bible says, do not be deceived. Whatsoever a man, a woman, a boy, a girl, whatever you sow is what you reap. So if you didn't sow, you are not going to reap. So the widow sowed her last meal and she got plenty. Over surplus, she lived in abundance and plenty because she sowed. Isaac sowed in the land in the time of famine, the time of need, the time of conflict, time of inflation. And Isaac reached in the same year 100-fold returns on the Philistines. Envied him, and they were surprised that Isaac was prospering in the midst of famine. See, that's how to survive this evil day. Everyone has been given a measure of faith. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Someone read Romans chapter 12. Verse 3, everyone has been given a measure of faith. Romans chapter 12, verse 3.
mind.
Romans chapter 12, verse 3.
For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith.
Yes, God has given to everyone a measure of faith. When you were born with faith in you. A measure of faith. Okay, now when you want to see that, I don't have to tell you that there is a seat for you to see. You have confidence that you are sitting on a chair. Now, when you want to lie down, nobody should tell you there is a bird where you have to lie down. You have hope that this bird is going to hold you up while you sleep, and so on and so forth. So there is a measure of faith. Faith is already in you when you were born. But you must build on that faith. Oh, yes. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. As we hear the word of God every day, every night. Some people say, all this preaching is not too much. I say, you are not ready yet. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you are listening to the word every day. You are hearing the word. The word is coming forth. Your faith is building up. You are building up your most holy faith. That's why in the scripture, Jesus said, oh, ye of little faith. Matthew chapter 8, verse 26. Jesus calls on people. He said, you are of little faith. Some people have little faith. Because they have little faith, they can't perform. They can't do much. They didn't build their faith. They didn't build their faith by hearing the faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Faith coming by hearing. I'm hearing by the word. They didn't want to hear the word of God, so they didn't build their faith. Already you got some faith, a measure of faith, but you got to build it up. But some people have great faith, like Matthew chapter 8, verse 5 to 13, the centurion. Jesus said, oh, great faith. See, that man had great faith. See, he had great faith. Probably was building his faith on the word of God. And he was able to exercise great faith. And then there is the mustard seed faith. Mustard seed, Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. Read for me, Matthew 17, verse 20. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. The mustard seed faith.
And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence, ye yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Amen.
Amen. Yes, you can have faith as a mustard seed. So there is mustard seed faith, Matthew 17, verse 20. Then there is great faith, Matthew chapter 8, verse 5 to 13. And then there is little faith. Little faith, Matthew chapter 8, verse 26. So what faith, what level of faith do you really have? Some people have little faith because they are not building up their faith. Say faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. They are not building up their faith. So they have little faith, so they can't do much. God have mercy. They can't do much. And then Jesus talked about great faith. The centurion. The centurion had great faith. Matthew chapter 8, verse 5 to 13. He had great faith. You know, so he was able to do exploits. And then the mustard seed faith. It's as small, even if your faith is as small as a mustard seed. Those of you, have you ever been to Israel? The mustard seed is the smallest seed. The mustard seed is the smallest seed on earth. The small grain, smaller than a sand, just very small mustard seed. You can have faith as small as a mustard seed. You can say to this mountain, be thou removed. You can say to this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up. If you will not doubt in your heart, it shall be done. But the mustard seed grows to become a big tree. Now, what type of faith do you have? Are you a doubting Thomas? Or you have little faith? You have small faith and all that small faith. You need to have great faith, like the centurion. The centurion said, Master, I understand the life of faith. I'm living by faith. Only speak your word, and my servant shall be healed. Jesus said, what a great faith. See? So there is great faith. There is little faith. There is mustard seed faith. You need to have a great faith. Great faith to do great things for God. And Jesus praised him. You know? God didn't want us to trust in people. God wants us to trust in him, to have faith in him, to have confidence in him. Faith is an action, not a fact. Many times people talk faith and they don't believe it in their heart. You believe it in your heart and then you say it with your mouth. Some people say things with their mouth. They don't believe it in their heart. Now, when David met Goliath in 1 Samuel 17, verse 40 to the end, David did not speak like someone who didn't have faith. He said, you did uncircumcised Philistine. Today, I will cut your head off, and I will give your body to the birds of the air. He was speaking faith. Oh, yes. He was believing that God will see him through the battle. God will give him the victory. God will make him the winner. God will make him to conquer. And according to your faith, be it unto you. God will relate with you according to your faith. As you believe, so shall it be. David did not start crying and say, oh, this Goliath is too big. Oh, why did they give me this type of opponent? Oh, Goliath is going to knock me out. Oh, no. David said, because there is a God in me, greater is he that is in me than this devil that's in the world. I'm going to conquer this devil today. And that was it. You begin to see yourself as a grasshopper, as a loser. You see yourself as a weakling. You see yourself as a frustrated, disappointed person. You see yourself as a failure. According to your faith, be it unto you. As you believe in your heart, so shall it be. Somebody woke up and said, I will not be sick and I will not be poor. Because he said it from his mouth and he believed it in his heart. I will never be poor and I will never be sick. It has been like that for him for many years upon years. Upon years upon years, I will never be sick and I will never be poor. God watches over your faith and you walk with the faith that you have in you. Walks Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12. He says, God will watch over your world and bring it to pass. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12, God watches over his world. The world that you speak, if you speak fear and defeat and failure, You speak frustration, you will get it. You are sowing bad seed. And as you are sowing bad seed, it comes back to you. But that's not for people who speak the word of faith. The word of faith is my sword and shield. When you release the word of faith, Abraham said, God will provide. Oh, yes. Here is the wood for sacrifice. Here is the kerosene, and here is the mushroom. But where is the ram to be slain? Isaac asked his father. Father Abraham, where is the ram to be slain? Where is the lamb to be slain? Isaac was asking it. The book of Genesis. And Abraham spoke the word of faith. He said, God shall provide. I like that. Abraham released the word of faith. God shall provide a ram for the sacrifice. He hasn't seen it yet, but he believed it and he trusted. And of course, the story ended with God providing a ram for the sacrifice. According to your faith, be it unto you. Some people say we were like grasshopper. When we go to the land of promise, the giants are big, the people are big, we were like grasshopper. And at the end of the day, those people died as grasshoppers in the wilderness. But Joshua and Caleb, they say, God will see us through. They go to the land of promise. Ha! Hey, may your story be different. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the word of God come to pass in your life. May you begin to speak the word of God. The word of God is in our mouth. The word of faith we should praise. You need to speak that word. And that word will go forth and fulfill the purpose for which it has been released. Isaiah 55, verse 11. Say, my word shall go forth and it shall complete the purpose for which it has been said. Be careful what you say. Life and death are in the power of your tongue. Life and death are in the power of your tongue. That's the book of Proverbs. And then you speak defeat, you speak fear, you speak failure. Even if the whole world is perishing, speak the word of God. Even if the whole world is sinking, speak the word of God. Even if there is inflation, speak the word of God. Even if there is no gas, there is no petrol, there is no this, there is no that, speak the word of God. Prophet Elisha said, by this time tomorrow, everything will be surplus, including food and money and everything. That's Prophet Elisha. Prophet Elisha was speaking the word of God. He was saying what God said, and he was saying the word, and he believed it, and he trusted it. And somebody said, Prophet Elisha, shut up. It can't be like that. The Bible said, Prophet Elisha, shut up. It can't be like that. By tomorrow, everything will be surplus, food and drinks and water and food and money. Everything will be surplus by tomorrow morning. No, it's not going to be. Then Prophet Elisha said, you will see it with your eyes and you will not eat of it. And then it happened. You know, and everything really became surplus. And this man, he died, and then he did not taste what God was doing. A lot of people are like that. They keep on doubting promises, doubting God, doubting, you know, believing the negative. As you think in your heart, so it is. As you think that you are a product of your thoughts. You are a product of your words. You are a product of what you are saying. What you are saying represents you. What you are talking represents you. And so when you talk the negative words, the devil made sure he brought it to pass. As he thinketh in his heart, so it is. Proverbs chapter 7. You think negative. Yes, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. Someone read that for us. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. As you think in your heart, so it shall be. What you think it is what it will be. Yes, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7.
Remove not the old landmark and enter not the fail of the father.
Proverbs 23, verse 7.
Verse 7.
Yes.
Okay. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he to be. But his heart is not with thee. Amen.
Yes. As he thinketh in his heart, so he is. You are a product of your thought. You thought of failure. You thought of defeat. You thought of being poor. You thought of frustration. As he thinketh in his heart, so he is. You are thinking like that. So that's your thought life. So the devil makes sure it comes to pass. Because the devil operates in the negative. Now, Philippians 4 verse 8 talks about right and wrong thinking. Someone read Philippians chapter 4 verse 8. Your thinking matters. Your mindset. The battle is in the mind. You said you cannot get to the land of promise. And you didn't get there. Another two people, Joshua and Caleb, they said, "We, by the grace of God, we are going over to the other side. We are not going under. We are going to the land of promise." And God washed over their words and brought it to physical manifestation. That's Jeremiah 1:28. God washes over your word to bring it to pass. Be careful what you are saying. As soon as you are magnifying the devil, magnifying defeat, magnifying frustration, magnifying sickness and disease, magnifying poverty, the devil will bring those things to your life. Okay, before you read, there was a convention, and somebody was, they said, "Give us a chorus, give us a song, let us sing." Then the song the person was singing, he was calling, the tongues have the name of Satan on it. Satan, woe unto you, all power belong to Jesus. Satan, woe unto you, all power belong to Jesus. Yes, that's a good song. But must you call the name of Satan all the time? Satan is passing. And then you are calling his name. Satan will leave what he is doing. And because you call his name, why not call the name of Jesus? At the mention of the name, every name was bad. Why are you very abusive? You know, you listen to some conversation. They are talking about Satan, talking about devils, talking about demons. Somebody is talking about. Why not talk about Jesus Christ? The devil is passing on his way going. And then you are calling the name and talking about him. The devil will look back and say, "Wait a minute, who is calling me there?" Then he will not come to hear you. Because you are calling his name. Why not call the name of Jesus? Why not talk about Jesus? Now, let's look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Right and wrong thinking. Yes, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8.
Chandler is reading. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtues, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
Yes. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever are honest, whatsoever are good report, think about it. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. So this is right and wrong thinking. Many times, people think wrongly. The battle is in the mind. And because you are thinking wrongly, and then the devil magnifies your thoughts, it is the reason people dream bad dreams. See? They are thinking negatively, and they meditate on negative things, and then it goes into the realm of the spirit, imagination, you know, all those negative thoughts. The devil picks them and begins to walk with them. And then you see yourself going into frustration, into failure, into oppression, depression. You find yourself. But if you can wake up and say, Jesus is alive! Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. When you begin to speak the word of God, the word of faith is our sword and shield. Yes, as you begin to speak the word of faith, the word of faith, the word of God is the sword of the spirit. It cuts the devil and they have no place. He just cut Satan and cut all the powers of darkness. Yes, the weapon of the believer, the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. That word of God is the word of faith, which we preach, not the word of unbelief and doubt and fear, you know, and anxiety and worry. When you begin to operate in the negative, the devil will bring negative things and bring them to pass. But when you operate in the positive realm, every good thing comes from above. God operates in the realm of the positive. That's why when Jesus had to pray some prayer, he will pick Peter, John, and James, men of faith. Not men of doubt and unbelief and fear and defeat and failure. He will speak men of faith. Peter, John, and James will go and raise the dead. Peter, John, and James will go and do special tasks. See, he's operating with people of faith. When you operate with people of doubt, then you start failing because you are not operating in the realm of faith. Yes. We're going to stop that tonight. Does anybody have a question or something you want to add? Pastor Ivan, what's your belief? How do we live by faith in this end time when there's so much confusion, a lot of turmoil, and the inflation, wars are going on, and uncertainty? Climate change is flooding. People lost their homes. Coronavirus has not even gone yet. And all these negative other things are coming in. You know, how do we live in this type of era where there's so much uncertainty? Yes, Pastor Ivan, tell us something.
Yeah, I think at this critical moment, we need a good fit. We need a very powerful faith, the great one, because we need to be positive all the time, and because the world is becoming worse. And if you don't have faith, if you don't have the greater faith, you know, we cannot withstand this critical moment of the world. So every Christian and every believer must have a powerful and a great faith in God and believe in God that our God will never disappoint us. Because in this era, everything is changing. The world is changing. Everything is coming to an end. You see, if you don't have faith, you will join the worldly things. Because only, you know, when you look at the whole population, it seems that Christian faith is going down. Christian faith is going down. A lot of people don't have faith anymore. A lot of people don't have faith in God anymore. And so the believers, or we, the gospel of the Jesus Christ, we have to have a greater faith and believe that our Lord, our God, will never disappoint us. So that is what we need now. We need to rely on God. We need to believe in the God that we serve, that he will never disappoint us. Because if you don't have a greater faith in, at this particular hour, you cannot serve God. A lot of people are backsliding because they don't have the greatest faith in God. Because they feel like God, you know, there is a saying in our language that when God takes a stone, he doesn't, God delay in throwing his stone or something. You know, people feel like God is slow in doing things. So a lot of people want to go for quick things, you know. And the devil is a liar. The devil will give you something quick, but later the reward is so bad. So we need to have faith in God and believe that our Lord, our God, will never disappoint us. So all that we need is to have a very powerful faith at this moment. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
We want to pray very quickly. Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We need to build up our faith in God, our hope, our trust, our confidence in him. Yes, we want to pray, God, help me to be my faith in you. Two people be having the Bible, say one of them build his house on the sand, the other one build his house on the rock. And then the rains came, the storms and the wind. The one who built his house on sand, the house fell down. The one who built his house on rock, the house, you know, remained standing. You know, where did you build your faith? On Christ, a solid rock. On Christ, a solid rock, I said, all of that ground is sinking sand. All of that ground is sinking sand. All of that ground is sinking sand. On Christ, the solid rock, we stand. So we are going to pray, God, help us not to build upon sand, humanity, on self. We need to build upon Christ, the solid rock. We need to have faith in God, confidence and hope. We need to have our belief, our unshakable trust in God Almighty. When you do that, that's when you can stay through life. That's when you will not fall. That's when you will be going over and not going under. That is when you are established upon Christ and solid rock. The gates of hell shall never be able to prevail against you. When you establish your faith, your hope, your confidence in the Almighty God, that God does not fail. With him all things are possible. He's able to see you through in the times of inflation, in the times of economic recession, in the times of flooding, in the times of hopelessness, in the times of famine. God is able to see you through. Have faith in God Almighty. Yes, we want to pray right now. Everybody, wherever you are, in any part of the world, join us in this broadcast. We want you to join us in this prayer that God will establish you upon Christ, a solid rock, so that the gates of hell shall never be able to prevail against you. Yes, open our mouth and pray. Everybody, open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Ask God to establish you upon Christ, that solid rock. Have faith in God. Yes. Faith that moves mountains. Faith to overcome. Faith is the victory that overcomes the whole world. Hey, Rakabaya. Yandoria, Eble Kende Ribobo. Iblanda, Ye Blondo, Ye Klende. Yes, Lord. We have faith in God. We have faith in God. We have faith in God. We have trust in God. We have confidence in God. We have hope in Him. We believe in Him. We trust in Him. We confide in Him. Yes, we look unto Him, the author and finisher of our faith. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, glory, honor, and adoration. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. There's someone here on this prayer, on this line, on this broadcast. You have been trying to break through in life. You have been struggling. But God is telling me to tell you that if you can have faith in Him, you can have confidence and hope and believe in Him. You are going to start experiencing success. You are going to start experiencing breakthrough. You are going to be able to possess your possession. You are going to be able to receive all that He has for you. When you begin to trust in Him and hope in Him, believe in Him and confide in Him. Yes, say the Lord, that's the word of God for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, there's another person. You have been experiencing defeat. Yes, you have been going through a lot of defeat and failure and frustration and disappointment. The word of God is saying to you today, faith is the victory that overcomes the whole world. As you begin to have faith in God, you will be an overcomer, a more than a conqueror, a winner, a success, a victor. Yes, that's the word of God for you tonight. Yeah, receive it and be a doer of this word, and not just a hearer alone. In the name of Jesus Christ, as from now henceforth, begin to exercise faith in God. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise and be healed. In the name of Jesus, let faith arise in your soul. Rise and be healed. In the name of Jesus, He will bless you and make you whole. He will save you and make you whole. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Let faith arise in your soul. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. He will bless you and make you whole. He will save you and make you whole. Then someone, you have been so discouraged in life. You have been so discouraged in life. And you have thrown the towel. You have let go and you have said to yourself there is no hope. I tell you, the word of God is saying to you tonight, you need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and thou shalt be healed and thou shalt be blessed and thou shalt be prospered. Your life will never be the same again. Yes, that hopelessness must go. That feeling of defeat and failure must go in the name of Jesus. Yes, you must have faith in God in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, we want to thank every one of you for coming into this broadcast. God bless you. Jesus loves you and we love you too. Tomorrow, join us again at the same time, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Come in and join us and enjoy this broadcast. And you can join us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Link, YouTube. You can join us through any of the social media. For those who want to dial in, you can dial in using the number, area code 515-602-9335. Area code 515-602-9335. Come with your friends and families and everyone, and God will do you good. God bless you all. Thank you so much for your cooperation. The Lord reward you all abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. Please forward this message to everyone you know. Let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. How is my sister doing?
Oh, by the grace of God, she's getting better.
Amen. Jesus is a healer. The Lord Jesus has laid hands on her for total healing and deliverance and blessing. Jesus is touching her spirit, soul, and body. He's made every weak whole by the power of the Holy Ghost. Say thou lose your grip and hold from the daughter of Abraham. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Yes, God bless you all. Thank you so much. God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise down, be healed. Pastor Blessing, God bless you abundantly in the name of Jesus and every other person online. The Lord reward you all in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, let it arise in your soul. Rise and be healed. In the name of Jesus, He will save you and make you whole. He will bless you and make you whole. Rise up.